From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
We got any good news on the card spending?
This is one of my favourite data series, and I do love a good data series, Mike. This is the monthly review of card spending by ANZ on their card ecosystem. It's a veritable treasure trove of information. It reveals our spending habits at a very granular level. And I did actually, as an aside, I did run into Sharon Zolman recently, admitted to her that I'm a fan of this information. Now, at a very high level, or an aggregated level, nothing really to get too excited about. This is looking at it from a sort of a macro big picture point of view, because overall spending is up 0.1% in October, which is not much. And note that actually ANZ report this on a seasonally adjusted 3-month average basis, so that sort of smooths out the volatility. But the annual spending in this data series is 3.2% for the year, so barely keeping up with inflation. But it's when you look into the detail that you get something a little more promising, and the key to that is in what they call the durables category. Now, this category is commonly recognised as being cyclical, so it improves when the economy improves and deteriorates, the economy deteriorates. It's showing quite a solid annual gain, up 6.3%. And some of the categories inside durables we've noted before. So this is not household durables. So it's not your fridges and stuff. That category is only up 2.4%. But inside this category, you've got things like pet stores. You know, we mentioned this last time. You're blooming. People just cannot stop spending on their pets. Up 18.7% there. And the interesting one, secondhand stores up 10.3%. Pharmacies, that's up quite a bit as well. The secondhand stores one, that's interesting. Is it just, has it got cool to be vintage again, or is this
thrifting?
Just people can't
thrifting.
Afford
people
them?
Love thrifting.
Anyway, but this category, I'm calling it the biggest flicker in the smouldering pile of embers that is spending. Only two categories are showing annual negative growth. That's motor vehicles and fuel, and that, of course, is driven by cheaper oil. But apparel really is the laggard. It's a very tough time, Mike, to be in that gig. Clothes and shoe stores down 2.8%, and even more, and that's an annual number. But the kids' clothes and stores down 4.2%. So when apparel starts to move up, Mike, we know we've turned the corner. ANZ do calculate a proxy for what they call real card spending, so that's inflation adjusted. That's been flat for almost 18 months. But look, I keep saying, don't pop the champagne corks just yet. Keep the champagne on ice. But I reckon maybe just move the esky a little bit closer. Just a little bit closer. We're almost there. And bakeries. What is it with bakeries? I mean, people are loving the pies out there, and booze spending continues to fall. That looks very much to me like that's a societal change. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Now, the trichometer, you got something good there as well?
Sort of. So more from the ANZ this morning. So this is the light traffic index there was up 0.2% October, but year on year it's up 3.2%, and that is improving quite rapidly. So this is an indicator of the state of demand, 6-month lead on momentum in the economy. The theory being it sort of captures the movement of tradies and small courier vehicles, family outings, that sort of thing. So that trend has been lifting recently. That's encouraging, and not so much on the heavy traffic index, which is more volatile. It's only up 0.6% year on year. It's looking more at things like trucks, buses, more of a steer on production, GDP, more immediate, more here and now. So it captures retail, wholesale, trade, production, freight, that sort of thing. Has been flat recently, but we know that the here and now is quite subdued. So a little bit of good news there.
Righto, Australia 103.8, above 100's positive. They're positive.
Yeah, a couple of snippets here from Australia. Big jump in consumer confidence. So this is the Westpac Melbourne Institute Index of Consumer Sentiment. It's turned positive, Mike, for the first time in 4 years. So you're up 12.8% to 103.8. Over 100 means that optimistic consumers outweigh pessimistic consumers. I suspect this will be a factor weighing against another RBA cut in December. And I was actually just looking at the futures markets at the moment. The Australian market very much split on whether or not they get a further rate cut at all at the moment.
Okay, numbers please.
Yeah, so the Dow Jones is up. It's up 351 points, 47,720. But the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq are both lower. The S&P 500 down 0.17%, so not much really there, 6820. And the Nasdaq down about 0.5%, 23,408. The FTSE 100 up 112 points. Good day there, 9899. The Nikkei, 50,842, down 0.14%. Shanghai Composite, down 0.39%, just over 4,000. The ASX 200 yesterday, 8818, up down 0.19%. Kiwi dollar, 0.5656 against the US, 0.8666 against the Aussie, 0.4877 against the Euro, 0.4294 pounds, 87.08 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,114 and Brent crude, $65.11.
Have a fantastic day. Shaw and Partners is where you will find Andrew Kelleher.